Sisters,
弟兄姐妹平安。
Today's passage is taken from Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 12.
今天的经文是马太福音第七章第一节到十二节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 1 to 12. I'll read to you in English. 看华语的你们可以看 PowerPoint. Matthew chapter 7. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others,You will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How do you say to your brother, let me take the speck out of your eye, when all the time there's a plank in your own eye? You hypocrite, first take the plank out of your own eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to pigs. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. The one who seeks, finds. And the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake?If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So in everything, do to others what you will have them do to you. For this sums up the law and the prophets. Now this year, we will continue our sermon series on Matthew.
今年我们继续马太福音讲道系列。
And in the Chinese service, we'll be going through the life of Jesus.
在华崇会回顾耶稣生平。
But in the bilingual service, we will be focusing on parables.
在华英崇拜就注意，把注意力放在预言还有故事。
Why parables?
为什么预言呢？
Because parables are rich with imageries.
因为这些预言富有形象的描述。
We can all relate, for example, to the journey of the prodigal son, or you know, the joy of the awaiting father.
浪子回头的故事，我们都很能够感受到父亲的等待还有喜悦。
And these stories, you know, full of imageries, they use details and description to create for us a very sensory experience for the listener.
这些故事他们会用细节来描述，也制造富有感官的一些经历给听众。
So parables, they evoke mental images.
预言会唤起印象或者形象。
And these images are not only of the visual sense, but also of sensation and emotion as well.
这些画面不单只是眼目的，也是情感还有感受。
Well, this year we hope that all these images will be graphic and memorable and will leave you sermons with long-lasting message.
希望这些画面今年呢是很生动、很深刻的，留给你长久的影响。
Today's passage is taken from Sermon on the Mount.
今天的经文取自登山宝训。
And from previous sermons on Matthew, we know that Jesus has come to be king.
过去的信息我们讲过，耶稣来要称王。
He has come to restore the fallen kingdom.
他来恢复失落的国度。
He has come to gather his people.
他回来要重新召集子民。
But as we slowly come to realize, this king is no ordinary king.
但是我们渐渐地意识到，这个不是一个普通的王。
His kingdom and his people are also not the kind that we are familiar with.
他的国度、他的子民不是我们熟悉的。
We do not see the use of military to consolidate his power.
他没有用军队来巩固他的权力。
We do not see the need of any official boundaries for land or citizenship for his people.
他的国度、他的土地范围、国际都没有什么界限。
Instead, after gathering all these people with healing and preaching,
反而他是用医治传道来召集了子民后。
And his first act as king, we see on the Sermon on the Mount, is to give his law.
而他所做的第一件事情就是给予律法。
And this contents of the law is known as Sermon on the Mount.
而这个内容就是我们所熟悉的登山宝训。
Now in doing so, in giving of the law, what Jesus is doing is he's replicating the actions of Moses when just before the Israelites enter the promised land, Moses also gave the law.
耶稣所做的，他的行为很像摩西当年带领以色列子民进入应许地的时候。
So we know this kingdom is special.
所以我们就知道，这国度是很特别的。
It is the kingdom of God.
这是神的国度。
It is the kingdom where God is the true king.
而在这国度里面呢，上帝才是真正的王。
And as such, obedience to God's will, this is what determines who the people is.
所以子民的身份特征就是那些遵行神旨意的人。
This is why there is this giving of the law.
所以耶稣就设立了律法。
This is so in Jesus' time, just as it was in Moses' time.
就好像当年在摩西的时代。
Because the giving of the law is the foundation of this kingdom.
因为这个律法是这个国度的根基的基础。
Now, if your theology is such that Old Testament is about law and punishment, and New Testament is about love and grace, you might be in for a rude shock.
所以不要以为旧约神学只讲律法，新约神学就只讲恩典，因为那是错误的。
Because this kind of dichotomy, this simply does not exist in the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音根本就没有这个两极化的划分。
We see that Jesus spells it out very clearly at the start of this Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣的教导他一开始就清楚说明了。
I read this to you. Do not think that I've come to abolish the law or the prophets.
莫想我来要废除掉律法和先知。
I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them.
我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。
For truly I tell you, until the heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished.
我实在告诉你，就是到天地都废去了，律法的一点一划也不能废去，都要成全。
Therefore, anyone who sets aside even one of the least of these commands and teach others accordingly will be called the least of the kingdom of heaven.
所以无论什么人废掉这诫命中最小的一条，又教训人这样做，他在天国要称为最小的。
And whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven.
但无论什么人遵行这诫命，又教训人遵行的，哇，他在天国要称为大的。
You know, so therefore I have to teach this command so that I'll be called great.
所以他就要好好的教导，就称为大的。
No, joking. Okay.For I tell you, unless your righteousness surpass even that of the Pharisees and the laws of the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
Now let all these words sink in for a moment for you.
请让这些话语反复的在你思考当中。
We see that in the kingdom of Jesus, the law is not abandoned.But make even more extreme.
在耶稣的国度里面，律法是没有废除，反而是更严峻。
We see that it is not needed to be only obeyed in practice, but also needed to be internalized in spirit.
不但在行为上要遵行，而是要内化在心灵。
So for Jesus,
对耶稣而言
，it is beyond murder. You shall not hate.
不单只是不可谋杀、不可杀人，而是不要恨人。
And beyond adultery, thou shall not lust.
不单是不可奸淫，而是不要有淫欲。
Beyond perjury, thou shall not lie in your lives.
不是不做假供词，而是不可欺骗。
Beyond limits on revenge, you shall even love your enemies.
不单是报仇要有限度，反而是要爱仇敌。
The law is made even more extreme.
律法成为更严峻了。
Furthermore, obedience to the law we know is easier when we are under public scrutiny or mutually accountable.
加上遵行律法，如果是在公众的审查和互相的负责之下，当然是更容易做了。
But in Jesus' kingdom, he says that this obedience will be private because we are now directly accountable to God.
但是在耶稣的国度里面，这个是很个人的、很私人的，因为我们要直接面对神。
So in the Sermon on the Mount, he teaches give privately.
所以在登山宝训，他说要私底下的施给
，must pray privately，
私底下的祷告
，fast privately，
私底下的禁食
，and your rewards are only in God's in heaven，
而你的奖赏是在天国，在神那里。
So we see in Matthew there is an extreme and private obedience to the law。
所以我们看到是这么严峻、这么私密的遵守律法。
And this.Well, when it happens, it will make all Christians, you know, very radical and very unique from others.
如果你真的是这样做的话呢，就真正的信徒会很独特又与众不同。
To be a true follower of Jesus, it will mean nothing less than, you know, you are a really a visible alternative to the world.
要成为主的跟随者，那么你在世上就成为一个很明显的另一种生活方式的选择。
Today, the law has been given by the king.
今天这个律法是由我们的王所设立的。
And to the people who desires to enter into this kingdom.
给那些渴慕进入他国度的子民。
So make no mistake here.
所以这是很确实的。
Small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few will find it.
这里说引到永生的那门是窄的，那条路是小的，找到的人也很少。
We are called here to serve a higher to a much higher moral ground.
神呼召我们的是更崇高的一个道德准则。
And we are serving a Lord and Master who we know is perfect and demands perfection from us.
我们所侍奉的主，他是完全的，是圣洁的。
He says that we are only good if we can truly be the salt and light of this earth.
而他说，当我们能够在世上成为有效的光与盐，才真的是该有的表现。
And this is how high the standard is for Jesus' law.
这是耶稣的准则，他多么的高。
Now, given such a calling, you know, to be set apart from such a holy mission, I think for many of us, I guess it's unavoidable that you know we'll feel somewhat special.
当我们知道我们领受这么崇高的使命或者呼召的时候，我们难免会感觉到自己很特别。
After all, you know, from now on, we know we must practice discernment in all that we do.
我们就会感觉到，现在我们就要实行一些审判、一些判断。
In a way, we become like lawyers now. You know, we must determine all the legal implications for all our decisions.
也许我们就应该好像律师一样，我们能够决定一些抉择或者一些律法的后果。
We have to judge what is right or wrong.
我们要判断什么是对，什么是错。
And good judgment here for a Christian is highly prized because only the one who fulfills the law better can please God more.
而信徒会认为说，好的判断是要争取的，因为完全要完全更好的律法才就得到神的喜悦。
Furthermore, we have Jesus as our model.
而耶稣基督也是我们的榜样。
And we know Jesus is the judge over us all.
而耶稣是众人的审判官。
Therefore, this is why it's extremely odd for many of us today in today's passage.
所以有这样的想法，到今天的经文就觉得很奇怪了。
Because Jesus tells us not to judge.
因为耶稣却说不可论断人。
Isn't judging part and parcel of Christian life?
难道论断人不是信徒生活的一环吗？
How do we know that we are living a more righteous life if not in comparison with others?
如果我们不与别人比较，我们怎么知道自己活得更公义呢？
And this command from Jesus is even more ironic because we know in the Sermon on the Mount is where Jesus is also judging the scribes and the Pharisees.
而这样的吩咐出自耶稣的口就显得更讽刺了，因为耶稣本身正在论断这些法利赛人还有文士。
So sad to say, if you were to tell non-Christians that, oh, you have this command from Jesus not to judge.
所以如果你去告诉非信徒，你说我有这个命令，说我们不可论断人。
They will greet you with, scorn and derision.
他们真的会笑你。
They will say that you cannot judge. Come on, judging others. That's practically the trademark of Christians.
不能论断人吗？难道基督徒不是整天都在论断人吗？
They will share with you experience of Christians who are often self-righteous and critical of others.
他们会告诉你他们遇到的一些信徒如何的时常自以为意，批判别人。
So, given this, how do we make sense of Jesus' command?
那我们应该怎么样去明白耶稣的吩咐呢？
To help us understand this, Jesus used three imageries.
主耶稣他用了三幅画面来帮助我们明白。
In the first imagery, he uses a person with a plank in his eye, trying to remove a sawdust in his brother's eye.
第一，有一个他的画面就是一个人他眼里有一块梁木，他想替他的弟兄除掉眼中的一根刺。
This is the first imagery.
这是第一个画面。
So I brought along this wooden board as a plank for my own eye.
我就拿了一块很大的板，就是他眼中的梁木。
Just to show you this imagery graphically.
就是给你很一个画面很深刻的哈。
And I shall attempt to remove this speck from my translator's eye, as represented by this toothpick.
我在这个牙签，那个我的眼镜里面要拿掉我的牙签。
So now I shall. Xiao Hui the Great shall attempt to do this with a plank in his eye.
他要跟我拿那个牙签。
As you can see, I cannot see anything.
你看根本看不到什么东西。
So when I'm doing this, what do you see?
那你看到的又是什么呢？画面。
What do you feel?
你感受的又是什么？
This is the importance of this imagery.
这是这个画面的重点。
Now this image is funny, but also frustrating at the same time.
这个画面看起来很好笑，但是又很懊恼。
It's funny, of course, because I'm trying to do an impossible task.
很好笑，因为看起来我要做的是不可能做的事情。
But it's frustrating because I believe you will feel like saying this thing to me.
但是又很懊恼，因为我相信你会这样告诉我。
You say you fool.
你会说你这个笨蛋。
First, take this plank out of your eye, then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
先把你眼中的梁木拿开吧，你才可以看到你弟兄眼中的那块牙签。
Now remember this.
所以请记住。
When you judge others, this is precisely this image that you must remember today.
当你在论断别人的时候，请你记住这个画面。
You are trying to remove your brother's speck with a plank in your eye.
你在设法替你的弟兄拿掉眼中的刺，但是你眼前有一块大的梁木。
The issue is not with the speck removal. I believe that's important.
重点不在于除掉那根刺，虽然那是重要的。
What is the issue here?
重点是什么呢？
The issue is with your own blindness.
重点是你自己的瞎眼，你自己的盲目。
So unless you can see clearly, you cannot be the one that is supposed to be removing the speck from your brother's eye.
除非你看得见，不然的话你是不能够替你的弟兄除掉那根刺。
So why did Jesus say that when you judge, you have a plank in your eye? Why did Jesus say that?
为什么耶稣说当你论断别人的时候，你眼中有一块梁木呢？
What does this blindness refer to?
这是怎么样的盲目？
Brothers and sisters, this is why I described to you earlier this very extreme and very private obedience to the law earlier in the sermon.
所以就是起初我为什么跟你形容说遵守律法是严峻的，也是私密的。
If you truly understand that you have this very high calling that is demanded of you,
若你真的明白有这更高的呼召还有要求，
you will appreciate just how impossible it is to achieve all this on your own.
你就会明白到那是多么不可能达到的。
Because truly the laws of Jesus are even more righteous than that of the scribes and the Pharisees, and we know how obedient they are already.
因为我们知道文士和法利赛人，他们是多么的遵行，但是耶稣的律法比他们的更加公义。
The laws of Jesus are so righteous, so extreme and private.
耶稣的律法是多么的严峻，也多么的私密。
But they are only so because Jesus the King is here to lead us through.
他们之所以这样，是因为耶稣是我们的君王，而他也能够带领我们去度过。
So the disciples of Jesus, yes, they must live out this Christ-like life.
所以是的，耶稣的门徒，他的跟随者要活出基督的样式生命。
To be Jesus' follower is precisely to be Christ.
要成为耶稣的跟随者，就是要成为像耶稣一样。
But to do this.They can do this when fully dependent upon Jesus.
但是你只能够完全仰赖耶稣的时候才能够完成。
They are struggling with their weakness all the time.
他们不断的也是在自己的软弱中挣扎。
But the followers of Jesus, you know, though they barely scrape by, but they will conquer them by God's power alone.
但是耶稣的跟随者，虽然他们每一次都是险过，但是他们都始终能够胜过。
So this is how we live.
这就是我们的情况。
And if this is how you live, you know, a meek and pure in heart person before God.
如果这是你的情况的话，你在神面前唯有是谦卑屈心的。
And you know you are living by the grace and mercy of God every day.
而你每天都是靠着神的怜悯恩典度过。
How can you be judging who are just like us, people who are also struggling and barely scraping by?
那我们怎么敢去论断别人呢？因为他们跟我们一样，也是每天靠着恩典怜悯度过的。
If you are such a person, how can you judge others when knowing that you have no righteousness apart from God?
如果你都是这样，你怎么敢去论断别人？因为知道他们跟我们一样，除了神以外，并不能够称义。
So therefore, if you know how high and extreme this law that you must obey is,
所以当你知道了这个律法是多么的崇高，也多么的严峻，
you will know that any person who is judgmental or critical of others, this person must be blind.
你就会知道为什么说论断或者批评他人的，他自己是盲目的，是瞎眼的。
They are blind to their own helplessness before God's holiness.
看不到自己在神眼前中的无助。
They are blind to their self-righteousness.
看不到自己的自以为意。
They are blind to their idolatry.
看不到自己正在拜偶像。
I call it idolatry because they thought their own meager efforts to be righteous deserves any worship or praise.
我说是拜偶像，因为他们自以为可以自己靠自己微小的努力可以得到奖赏或者赞美。
And this is why their error, you know, compared to their brother, is like a plank compared to their brother's speck.
所以说他们的错误虽然比起他人的眼目的那根刺看起来就是好像梁木这么大了。
Because if you do not know how to rely on God，
因为当你不晓得怎么样仰赖神的话，
How can you possibly lead your brother to the only source of strength which is God？
你又怎么能够带领你的弟兄去仰赖神，而神是我们唯一的力量和源头呢？
Brothers and sisters， when you judge you are blind。
弟兄姐妹，当你论断别人的时候，你就瞎了眼。
And if you are blind, there is no way you can remove the speck from your brother's eye.
你若是瞎眼的，你是没有办法除掉你弟兄眼中的那根刺。
So, brothers and sisters, when you start seeing specks in other people's eye,
所以当你开始看到眼中有飞禽走物的时候，
when you feel judgmental of others,
当你感觉到你要论断别人的时候，
remember the image that you saw today.
请你记住今天的画面。
Go back to your relationship with God.
回到你跟上帝的关系。
And only when this plank is removed from your eye,
唯有当你除掉那根刺、那根梁木的话，
you can help others with the speck in their eyes with humility and love.
你才能够真的以仁爱、慈爱、谦卑去帮助他人。
Only when you see God clearly yourself,
唯有当你自己看到神。
Then you can bring others to God too.
你才能够带领别人回到神那里去。
And this is the first imagery, the speck, the plank in your eye.
那个是第一个画面。
The second imagery of judging is that of pigs, pearls before swine.
第二个画面呢，就是在那个猪山猪面前的珍珠。
Now,
不是山猪，是野猪。
Unfortunately, this image is very difficult to create for you.
可惜我不能够示范这个。
Because I don't own any pigs.
因为牧师没有养猪的。
And you know if I start giving pearls to my translator here,
给我珍珠的话，
she'll be bringing it home.
我就带回家了。
So we have to use a bit of imagination here.
请用你的想象力，丰富的想象力。
Now what happens when you throw pearls to pigs?
如果你把珍珠抛给山猪的话，怎么样？
Well, pigs cannot appreciate pearls.
那个猪是不会欣赏，会珍惜的。
They want food.
他们要的是吃的。
They may trample all these pearls under their feet, you know, thinking that they are rubbish.
把珍珠踩在脚下，以为是垃圾。
And then they will attack you for not giving them food.
他们就攻击你，因为你没有给他吃的。
Now, understanding the imagery here is very important.
你也要明白今天这个画面。
The issue is not obviously not with the pearls.
问题不在于那个珍珠。
They are very valuable to the right person.
给对的人呢是非常有价值的。
But the issue is not also not with the pigs.
问题也不是那些野猪、山猪。
It's not their fault. They will be appreciative if you give them food.
他们也不是有错啊，你给他们吃的，他们会很高兴。
The issue here is that the problem lies with the giver.
问题是那个给的人。
In throwing pearls before swine, the giver is making a mistake for giving the wrong things to the wrong person.
你把珍珠丢给山猪的话，你所犯的错误就是把不对的东西给了不对的受惠者。
Now the dogs and pigs in this imagery refers to Gentiles.
在这个画面里面，猪狗，它指的是外邦人。
Now, this is an unfortunate, insulting. You know, this is a nickname with an unfortunate, insulting nature.
很可惜，这是一个很羞辱人的一种外号。
Because the Jews see the Gentiles as unclean, you know, just like dogs and pigs.
当年犹太人会把外邦人看为是不洁净的，好像猪跟狗。
But the purpose of this imagery is not to insult the Gentiles.
但是这个画面的目的不在于羞辱别人。
I say again, the purpose of this imagery is not to insult the Gentiles. You know, unlike the Chinese idiom that we know, you know, 对牛弹琴 is to insult the 牛. You know,
目的不在于在羞辱外邦人，就好像我们华语讲的对牛弹琴，在耻笑那头牛。
Because in this imagery, the foolishness lies with the giver.
因为这个画面，愚昧的人是那个施予者。
The giver fails to realize that the pigs have no use of pearls.
那个给的人，他不明白说山猪根本不需要你的珍珠。
Now, similarly, the laws of Jesus, they are very good, they are very sacred.
所以耶稣他的律法是圣洁，是美好的。
But they are only meant for the people of his kingdom, the disciples of Jesus.
这些律法是给予他的子民，给耶稣的跟随者。
They have no value to those who are outside this kingdom and covenant.
对于天国、天国之约的以外的人，这个是毫无价值的。
In today's imagery, the Gentiles refers to non-Christians.
而外邦人按今天的说法是指非信徒。
There are some Christians we know who judge non-Christians.
我们知道有些信徒呢，他们会去批判论断非信徒。
They judge non-Christians because these non-Christians they say, oh, you know, they are so immoral, they don't conform to our moral code.
他们因为非信徒与自己的道德准则不同，就批判他们。
Now these Christians, they are just as foolish as a person who throw pearls to pigs.
而这样的信徒呢，就好像那个丢珍珠的人一样的愚昧。
Now today we must remember this imagery well.
今天早上我们也要紧紧记住这个画面。
If we remember this imagery, we'll be wiser in our interaction with non-Christians.
如果我们记住的话，那我们跟非信徒交通的时候就更有智慧了。
As a member who lives in a multi-religious society,
而现在我们处在这个多元种族宗教的社会。
We should also consider public policies which are sensible to everyone and not just of our own.
我们总要考虑到一些妥当的公共政策。而不是只是维护我们自己的。
The last imagery is that of a loving father.
最后一个画面是慈爱的父亲。
The purpose of this imagery, of course, is to spell out how generous and how considerate our God is.
而这个画面的目的在于刻画出父亲或者神他的慷慨还有他的体贴。
He says, Jesus says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him?
耶稣说，你们虽然不够好，尚且知道拿好的东西给儿女们，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
Now the key to this verse is the two words, good gifts.
重点就在这个好礼物。
The gift must be generous in order to be a true gift.
礼物呢，总是要慷慨，否则就不算是好的礼物了。
The gift must also be considerate, so that, you know, otherwise it will not be good.
也要够体贴，否则就不够好。
There are some who forget these two keywords, good gifts.
有的人会忘记了这个因素。
And this is why they forget, they always misinterpret an earlier verse.
所以他们就误解了更早的一个经节。
Which is, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and the door will open to you.
就是第七节所讲的，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Yes, you will be given, you shall find, and the door will open.
是的，会给你，会找到，门会开。
But it will only happen when this is considered a good gift by the generous and considerate God.
但是这样的事情会发生，唯有是按着神的慷慨、神的体贴的心意，按着神的心意。
And not always by our own consideration.
而未必是按着我们自己的意愿。
Now this imagery, ask, seek, find, is the context is about prayer in the Gospel of Luke.
这个画面呢，在路加福音，它的背景是在讲到祷告。
But the context in Matthew we see is not about prayer at all.
但是在马太福音，它的背景不是祷告。
The context is about judgment and obedience to the law, as I've said so far.
它的处境是在审判，还有遵守律法。
So we all want to enter through this narrow gate into the kingdom of God.
先前我们讲过，我们都要进这个窄门，要进天国。
We want to be counted as God's people.
要成为神的子民。
But we also know, knowing such a law, such a standard, it will not be easy.
但是我们也知道这个标准实在太高，真的不容易。
Now in this context, therefore I ask, what is your heart's desire?
在这样的处境底下，我就问你了，你的心所盼望的是什么呢？
What is the one thing that you ask?
你要求的是什么呢？
What is the one thing you seek?
寻找的是什么？
And what is the door that you are actually knocking?
敲的是什么门呢？
I don't know about you, but my desire here will be about mercy and forgiveness.
我就不清楚你要的是什么，但是我个人呢，所要求的就是怜悯还有赦免。
Knowing such is the standard, such is the narrow door, the one thing I ask is more love from God.
知道这个是这么高的、这么严峻的律法，那么我所祈求的就是神那里更多的怜悯。
I will want more of His kind and comforting words to me.
我要更多他的安慰、慈爱的话语。
I want Him to say, "Good and faithful servant."
我想听到神对我说，忠心又良善的仆人啊。
Let me make your work now complete.
让我成全成就你所做的吧。
And indeed, my grace is sufficient for you.
而我的恩典真的够你用。
And I believe that if this is the one thing that I ask, the one thing I seek, the thing that I'm knocking.
而我相信，若这真是我所求的、所寻找的、所叩门的。
Indeed, just as what Jesus said, you shall be given, you shall find, and the door will open to you.
就必得到、找到，门也开了。
And this is the context.That of this ask-seek knock in Matthew.
而这是这个画面的处境。
Now, therefore, this is why the passage then ends with this command.
所以你就会明白这段经文是以诫命来结束。
He says, therefore, do in everything, so in everything, do to others what you have them do to you.
所以无论什么事情，你愿意人怎么样对待你们，你们也要怎么样对待人。
So he says that we are told to ask, we are told to seek, we are told to knock.
耶稣吩咐我们去求，去叩门，去寻。
But Jesus tells us, do to others what you have them do to you.
但是后来他就告诉我们，你要人怎么样对待你，你也怎么样对待人。
So in ending with this command,
所以以这个诫命为结束。
We are not asked to just to ask, seek and knock.
我们吩咐不是只是去求，去求或者去寻或者去叩门。
We must also do to others what you have them do to you.
也是要回应，就是我们要别人怎么样对待我们，我们也怎么样对待人。
So in this way, we are also told.To answer the question, to give when others are seeking, and to open the door when others are knocking.
所以就是去回应，去施予，去开门。
Now I'm sure we don't like, you know, God to be judging us.
相信我们都不喜欢神审判我们。
What do we want from God?
那我们向神要的是什么呢
？We want mercy and forgiveness.
我们真的要求从神那里得到怜悯还有赦免。
And mercy and forgiveness is exactly what we should be giving to others.
而这个怜悯，这个宽容，也正是我们应该给予别人的。
Give others grace.
给予他人更多的恩惠。
Give them an encouraging word.
给他们鼓励的话。
We want good gifts from God.
我们要求神给我们好的礼物。
And we will therefore do well to give to others, to do to others what we will have them do to us.
也当向他人给予宽容还有慷慨。
Today we have these three imageries in regard to this topic of how do you know of judging others.
今天早上神给了我们三个画面关于论断人的。
In the image of the speck and the plank,
那个刺跟梁木的画面。
We should understand that we are all fellow Christians.
我们应该明白，身为信徒。
We are all fully dependent on God.
我们活着是完全仰赖神的。
Judging others will only reveal the blindness that you have. You have a self idolatry.
论断他人只显出自己的自我崇高还有自己的盲目
As for non-Christians
而至于非信徒
Our laws we understand today are meaningless to them
我们的律法对于他们是毫无意思的
Just like the second imagery of the pearls before swine
就好比你把珍珠抛给山猪
Judging them will only show that we do not know what we have
论断他们只显出我们不知道自己拥有的是什么
And we don't know what we are doing when we do the judging
也不知道自己在做什么
And lastly we conclude with this image of the loving heavenly father
最后是慈爱的父亲
We know his grace towards us
我们知道他对我们的慈爱
And his grace towards us should be a constant reminder that we should also be graceful to others to forgive them and to be charitable to them
而他对我们的恩惠也该时刻地提醒我们要以宽容和仁爱彼此对待
Let us pray
让我们祷告
Our Father in heaven Lord we thank you for these three imageries to remember Teach us not to judge others for we reveal our blindnessTeach us to recognize what we have. And lastly, teach us to be loving and graceful to others. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.